drinking coffee, like Shirley this morning. She inquired that I go get a cup of coffee, which I did. And so the list goes on and on. But for the believer, when you think about your faith and you think about your relationship with the Lord, does it make you glad? Does it make you glad? Are you glad that God saved you, that God has kept you and holding you by his power? Let's look at a text here. One verse is full of great truths. Acts chapter 10. If you have your Bible, you have your phone, we have the card. But Acts chapter 10, verse 43. And again, the whole theme is, are you glad to be saved? You know, go around the Christian circles, and a lot of saved folks don't seem glad anymore. Don't seem like they lost their joy. Let's look at the scripture. If you have your text, we're still in the park, but still God's word, so we can stand. Those of us that can stand, just to give honor to and respect to God's word. Amen. Acts 10, verse 43. Acts 10, verse 43. All right, stand up. Just stand up if you can in honor of God's word. Amen. Amen. If you can. Acts 10, 43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth on him shall receive remission of sins. That's it. One verse. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just thank you this morning. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for saving us. Father God, some of our joy, some of our happiness, some of our gladness may be a little low. But Father God, we know you're a God of restoration and you restore all things. So we just ask you to restore our joy. If it's worn down, because the world will wear it down. This song is that I'm just struggling and striving, trying to make it home. And the world tells you, and the world telling us we ought to be living our best life now. And most of us that know Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, you know that's not true. But Father God, we know the best is yet to come. So we just need to be prepared as we go through the trials and tribulations that this world throws at us. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, look at that great text. I hope everybody see. Did you see something in there? And I always say you ought to be able to get three sermons out of every verse of scripture. Here's a verse of scripture that has three huge things in it. Three huge principles. Let me read it again, see if you can pull them out. I'm going to read real slow. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. You know, when you think about what should make you glad as a believer, the first thing that should jump out at us is that our sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
What's it like to live with your sins not forgiven? How about that? Anybody ever thought about that? What it would be like to know that if you die today, there's no hope. How many know we live in a world where there's no hope? There was a time when people got in trouble, they would turn to the Lord. They would turn to the church, and they would go into the church, and they would hear the truth. And now, you ride around throughout the cities, you ride around throughout the communities, and you see gas stations that are really just fronts for brew houses. They sell gas, but they make more money selling beer and wine and cigarettes than they do selling gas. Next door to the gas station is a place that only sells beer and wine. And they spread out through all the communities, up and down Market Street, up and down 422, all over. And folks have lost hope. They lost their ability to turn to the Lord. Our young people have so many struggles with coming to church and serving the Lord. And it's not like it used to be, and I've said this, and when we came up, you could get to the church. You could listen to Gladys Knight, and you could listen to the Spinners and the OJs and Frankie Beverly and Maze, and you could still get to the church.
Yes.
You can still get to the church. You listen to Harry Melvin and the Blue Notes, or you listen to the Isley Brothers, you can still get to church. But now, the music is so dark. The music is so satanic. The music is so demonic. It's so full of hatred and violence and evil. It's hard to line the two up. Our young people don't have hope, don't have a chance. Most of the time when they're around you, they got the headphones in. And the music is demanding that they listen to it. And we know what goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know from as being men and women of God, if you take the word of God in, it's going to come out.
Amen.
How many of you have sang songs in church and find yourself singing those songs throughout the day? Or you heard a word from the Lord and you had an opportunity to witness somebody just on that word you heard? Whether it was just reading your daily bread or doing your daily devotion. As believers, the greatest principle in the Bible that should bring us joy is the very fact that we have been forgiven of our sins.
Amen.
How do you get there? Like I said, you can get there. We was coming up. It's difficult to get there now. Folks got a lot of things to turn to other than the Word of God, other than the church. And if truth be told, the example that the church puts out is not always inviting to a lost soul. Paul, in this writing here, says, to him give all the prophets. All the prophets. What does the prophet do? What was the prophet's job?
Here's what
to spread the word, to declare, thus say the Lord.
Amen.
That was it. Thus say the Lord. And here Paul says three things that we ought to find joy in. Three things that we ought to find joy in. First one is this. That our sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Look at verse 43. The prophet's witness that through his name. What's that mean? Through his name. Through his name. It don't just mean through his name. And you'll put some of us pray and we throw Jesus on the end of the prayer. Like okay, I got to say in Jesus' name. That's not what it means. When you hear in Jesus' name, it means you believe that Jesus Christ was truly the Son of God. Truly came to this earth in the fashion of a man. Was born of a virgin. Was sinless for 33 and a half years. And died on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins, not for his. He didn't die on the cross because he sinned, and he was buried for 3 days. And on the third day, he rose. Now, if you listen to Triple X and some of this other music, you ain't getting there. It's gonna be
Here's
hard
a new album
to
you
believe.
Might like by Lecrae. Let the trap say amen.
Amen.
Somebody got a phone on and it's synced up to the. That's my phone. Synced up to.
Amen.
Amen. Lord have mercy. Now, I can put the mic down because that's synced up. Now, Jesus did die. Jesus was buried. Jesus did rise from the grave. Jesus did and is right now sitting on the right hand of God. Why is that so important?
Amen.
Why is that so important? Okay? Because it's not easy to believe in Jesus' name. Okay? And Satan is not making it easy to believe. Okay? He's not making it easy to believe. It's harder, I believe, harder now to even to believe than it ever been. He's amped it up. John 10:10. And some of you know it. Says the thief cometh to do three things. To kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? And the rest of that verse says, but Jesus said, I come to what? To give you life. And to give you life more abundant. So if Satan knows Jesus' plan, okay, what's he going to do? He's going to amp it up because he don't want you to have abundant life. He don't want you to live in the ways of God. He don't want you to do that. He wants you to die in your sins. Uh-huh. Okay? He wants you to die in your sins. Period. I hear Jake praying, and I hear him, and he prays it up quite a bit, saying he was all heading for heaven. Yes. Okay? Okay? It's unfortunate that in a crowd like this, in a park setting like this, some folks still head. And they're not convinced. I say it all the time. Our young people, we bring them up in the church, and as soon as they turn 18, they're done. They had nothing else to do with it. We had to come. And a lot of times we encourage it. I hear it being encouraged. Well, you know, we got to sow their wild oats, and they got to experience some things. Well, some things you don't have to experience. Some things God don't want you to experience. Some things that you experience at 18 or 19, and a lot of us can raise our hands, that still has scarred us up into our 30s, 40s, and 50s because we have experienced some things that we didn't have to.
Yes, amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Paul writing here says, not only must we believe that Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, he says that is the only granted, guaranteed belief that you'll ever have. You can't believe in anything else but Jesus Christ. Okay? What do you mean, preacher? There's nothing else you can believe in that's going to save your soul. Okay? There's nothing else. There's none other name.
Amen.
Okay? There's none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. There's no other way in the world saying, oh yeah, there's some other ways. And I'm going to search them out. Talked to an individual the other day, said he'd been going to church for 30 years, said, I just got tired of it. I just got tired of it. It got to be too much. It just got to be too much. And there was just too many things that were going on in the church. Let me tell y'all something. Things have always gone on in the church. And as long as the church is in existence, things are going to go on. And we can get frustrated as some of us in here that just right in the church now, working, and we say, well, I'm doing too much. You can never do too much. Okay? You never do too much. And I was saying earlier today, a lot of things go on underneath. Okay? Before these flowers, that bush over there, before it sprung up, it was a lot of things going on underneath. Okay? See, before that flower could come up, it had to work through all kind of dirt. It had to move around rocks and obstacles because there's a thing going on underneath. Okay? And what Satan try to get you to focus on is what you can see.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, God is saying, there are things going on. Right here in Christian Bible Baptist, there's things going on in the root system. You can't see what's going on in the root system because it's fighting its way through the dirt. Okay? And there may be a whole lot of folks won't be here when that thing spring up. Okay? And it might not be, some of them won't be here. And God has a way of doing what he want to do. Why? Because he's God. And it's his church.
Amen.
Okay? You
Amen.
Know, Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives. How? Like Christ loved the church. And he died for it. I'm not going to focus on the husband part of it. I want to focus on the part that is his church. And God died for it. And if you're a child of God, and you take it on his nature, then you got some dying to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the hard part about coming to the Lord. Because we don't want to do no dying. See, everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. Yeah. See? Got a call the other day, yesterday. Well, so a certain person, you know, he got some blood clots in the hospital. Well, what's the panic? So, you saved, you're born again, you know the Lord, you speak in tongues, and you know, you've been serving in the church for 30 years. What you want to do? All of us living here. We're not going to be sitting around here, well, I'm 135 and Claire 145 and Shirley 165. And we all sit here, well, you know, we ain't never going to die. Let me tell you something. Okay? Some of us might not be here next year if we had this picnic. Okay? See, the drinks here ain't guaranteed. Okay? And these little kids sit around here like they're going to live forever. Well, they need to read the newspaper. Okay? Take all that little stuff off your phone and put on your app something about how these kids is dying. How a little 8-year-old girl Cleveland just sitting outside the gym waiting for her brother to come out, got shot in his forehead and died. Not too long ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And the list goes on and on and on. Somebody said, well, there's 1,000 ways to die. It was a movie. It was a series, 1,000 ways to die. I think there's more than that. Okay? Family riding down the road, just like some of y'all been on vacation. Ann just came from North Carolina. Jake just come off vacation. Cindy and I come off vacation. Right down the street, and the wheel came off a truck on the other side of the road, came over the embankment, and hit the people right in front of that, right in the car, and killed them. And you can say whatever you want at the funeral. Okay? But they better have been saved when that tire was in the air.
Amen. Okay?
They better know the Lord when that tire was in the air. All right, let's keep on this verse. Because see, I don't want none of y'all to be ashamed. I don't want nobody to sit here and hear me preach all these years I've been here and say, well, I didn't stand before the Lord. I didn't know. Okay? But some of you ain't going to have no excuse.
Amen.
And I'm trying not to give you one. I'm trying hard not to give you an excuse. Okay? Don't bring my name up in it. Well, you know, that preacher, you know, he was all about money. He was all about himself and, you know, all about going to gym and all that kind of stuff. Now, let me tell you something. For the scriptures say, okay, not Reverend Neil, for the scriptures say, Romans 10:11, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Okay? Let me read that again. Seems like I should have got an amen.
Amen.
Where Mariah at? She quiet down. Okay? Listen, for the scriptures say, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Ashamed
when?
Anytime.
Yeah, that's good. Anytime. Okay? But you ought not be ashamed because, see, one day you're going to stand before the Lord. And he's gonna see things, or he's seen things that the human eye don't see. And you're going to have to answer. You're going to have to answer. Now send that man of God down there and preach it to your heart, preach it to your soul, and you just wanted to do whatever you wanted to do. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to finish this tomorrow.
Amen.
Why do we need a Savior? Why should we be happy if you're saved? If you saved, you ought to be happy. Okay? See, folks were happy last week. Happy, happy, happy. Feeling, happy, feeling. Spread it all over the world. Happy. And when they get, I see them in church, and I don't see happy. I don't see happy. I see disgruntled folks complaining. Fussing, bickering. We ought to be happy. But the scripture has included all are under sin. That the promise of faith of Jesus might be given to them that believe. The fact that you believe and you didn't wake up believing. You was born with a sin nature that was unable to believe. The nature you were born with was unable to believe in God. Okay? If you were born serving the devil. Alright? Let me say that again. You was born in sin. Sweet as these little babies is running around here, they're sinners. And one day they're going to have to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
We ain't sprinkling them. We ain't doing no divine nothing.
Amen.
They need to hear Jesus Christ preach, and they need to receive him as Lord and Savior, or they're going to die in their sins.
Amen.
Okay? They're going to die and go to hell. Okay? Precious as little Ariana and Ella is, one day.
Amen.
They got to accept Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Same with Amaya. Same with Mariah. All these little kids running around here, your parents have a responsibility to teach them the things of God.
Amen.
Train them up in the way they ought to go. And when they get old, some of us in here didn't come to the Lord until we was older, so don't condemn them. At 18, 19, 20, well, maybe they got to go through some hell. Maybe they got to go through some hell. Okay? And truth be told, look around at our young people, they going through. They ain't going through enough where they can say, you know what? I'm gonna accept Jesus Christ as my Lord. But let me tell you something. Just like Nebuchadnezzar turned the oven up 7 times, he can turn up. Okay? So you young folks in here, listen. It's hot now. Guess what? Jesus can turn it up. Okay?
Amen.
And some of us in here, we have felt his heat. Some of us in here ran to the Lord because God had turned the heat up on our lives. So, listen, folks, when you're praying for your kids, and I know we are, praying for them, be careful. Because when God turned it up, you might have to turn it up. And your prayers may cause God to turn it up. Am I saying stop praying for your kids? No. Lord, turn it up on them.
Amen.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on them. Let me close with this verse, and I'll finish this in the morning. I'm not even going to go to that point. Let me give you one more verse, because I just like reading the scripture. Okay? I know. Listen. Here's 1 John. Here's 1 John. Chapter 1, verse 6. I'm going to read this, and you think you should be familiar with it. But remember, let me glad that we're saved. Okay? And not only that, listen, ain't nobody sitting here saying that everybody ain't here perfect. We all sin. There's none righteous, no, not one. But what God has given us through his word is the ability to go to him and confess and get back in right standing with him.
Amen.
Okay? Don't stay out there.
Amen.
Don't stay out there. They say, you know what? I'm going to get right with God, and I'm going to get back in line, and I'm going to get back to service. Here's the verse. Free you up. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Okay? Say you're a believer. Your walk talks. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Now listen. You can walk in fellowship with Jesus Christ and still need cleansing. Why? Because we're still in this flesh, and we still live in a sinful world, and God is saying that he will cleanse us from our sins.
Amen.
What do we have to do? We have to admit that we are in sin. You can't be forgiven without admitting.
Amen.
That's the text. Now watch this now, if I finish. If we say we have no sin, meaning we ain't going to God and saying, look, God, I don't need you to forgive me for nothing. Some of us live like that. When the last time any of us in here got on our knees and said, God, I know I'm out of fellowship with you. I know I can live better than this, but you don't. You have not refused to ask God to forgive you. So what you telling God, who know everything about you? See, I don't know where you was at last night. God does.
Amen.
Okay? But if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves in the truth. It's not in us. Well, if the truth ain't in you, God ain't in you, because God is.
True.
If the truth ain't in you, then the devil's in you. If you say you don't have no sin, only the devil would say that. Only the devil would say that, and he has his people. Okay? See, when Satan left heaven, he took a third of the devils with him. And he's on this earth, and I believe we're way outnumbered, folks. Mm-hmm. So if the truth's not in you, and you can't tell the truth to God, you just can't tell the truth. Amen. You just can't tell the truth. Why? Because your daddy is the greatest liar that ever lived.
Amen.
The word of God says he's the father of lies. Of lies. So if you can't tell the truth because your daddy won't let you. Tongue tie you. Can't tell the truth because your daddy is a liar and you have his nature. You have his nature. So when you lie, you can't tell the truth, know one thing for certain. You're a child of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. Now we'll say we don't have no sin. Or we'll say we have sin. Most of us in here say, oh, I have sin. But do you want to be delivered from it? That's a different thing. That's a whole horse of a different color. Now we all admit, I'm a sinner. All of us will say, I got sin. I got sin in my life. But are you willing to admit it? Turn it over to the Lord and say, Lord, you deal with this because it's too big for me. And let me tell you something. Your sin is too big for you. Amen. I don't care. Your sin is too big for you. If you've been doing it a long time, I mean that you ain't doing it a long time because it don't have power. Mm-hmm. You're doing it a long Amen. Time because it has power over you. Now, we say we have no sin. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, think about how beautiful God is. Think about it. This is why we ought to be glad. If no other person in the Bible make you happy, this one ought to make you happy. Because you have this option. You have this out. You have this option here. If we confess our sins. How about that? That's a big if. Well, that's a big if. Because if you confess it, that means you're gonna have to go without it. And some of us love our sin. Oh, listen, you tell me if I confess it, I gotta let it go? Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You gotta let it go. You gotta say it doesn't look like another
GTO.
If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, watch this now, and to cleanse us from all righteousness. How about that? How many here need cleansing?
Amen.
Some of y'all here take some little cleansers, the little teas and add a toxic drinks, and you want to cleanse, you want to flush, you go to get a colonoscopy or something, you got to drink all that stuff, and you're going to get a cleansing. And truth be told, it's hard going down. But I tell you what, it feels good the next day. You're walking around feeling cleansed. Almost don't want to eat nothing.
Oh, man.
Feel cleansed. Because you got all that out of you. And you feel good.
Amen.
And then you start eating a bag of chips. Start eating stuff that you know ain't going to pass through. You got to eat cleansing.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
Get out of there. Listen. If we confess our sin, he is. God is faithful. That's another name for the Lord. He's faithful. Here's another name for the Lord. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there a sin that you think is too big for the Lord? Listen, ask some of these folks. Don't ask some of these folks here. Ask some of these folks in the Bible. Ask some of these folks in the Bible. Ask the blind Bartimaeus, was his issue too big for God? Ask the woman caught in adultery, was her issue too big for God? Ask Lazarus, was his issue too big for God? Ask the thief on the cross, was his issue too big for God? And we can go on and on and on. Ask Rahab, was her issue too big for God? Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And if we say we if in his verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. That's some scary stuff. We make him a liar. We put him in the same category as Satan. And his word, watch this now, is not in us. His word is not in us. His word is not in us. And you know what? If his word is not in us, there's no joy. This world, this world give you happiness, which is based on circumstances, and you be happy 1 minute, sad the next.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get the real joy,
amen.
The joy that the God has given you, and the world can't do what? Can't take it away. Somebody said, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world can touch it and mess with it and get you a little bit off track. But guess what? When you confess your sin, he's faithful and just